Hello, and welcome to Mike's Manic Minute for October 26th, 2005. Brought to you by SoftwareLand.org. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and this is my rundown of software, podcasting, music, and anything else that captures my eye. Stuff you just shouldn't miss. Blast from the past. This week's Blast from the Past is how I got started in the business of writing compilers. The first machine I ever wrote a program for was the Olivetti Programmer 101 calculator. There's a link on the blog to the old calculator museum page about the Programmer 101, including good pictures. The reason I mention this is that the first programming language I ever built was an interpreter written for the PDP-8 that simulated the Programmer 101. Building that in assembly language was hard work. Having done that, in 1972, when I ran into MetaPy, a so-called compiler, I got quite excited. What MetaPy, written by John O'Neill in 1968 while at RCA, did was accept a back-as-normal-form or BNF description of the syntax of your desired language and generate a parser similar to what Yak does on Unix. But more importantly, and beyond just generating a parser, it allowed you to specify what textual output, for example, assembly language, you wanted to generate at the terminal nodes of the language, thus moving the output program from a simple parser to an actual compiler. Using MetaPy, I was able to develop a parser and then a new compiler in a matter of days. It was compiler writer heaven. Podcast of the day, Tables Turned at tablesturned.com. This podcast focuses on helping independent musicians legally clear their music for podcast use. Manic Minute recommendation, knowledge is power, and use it wisely. And that's your Manic Minute for October 26, 2005.